Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Aaron Mankey. Most days, I'm writing and producing the hit podcast Lore. Now I'm opening the doors of my own virtual room of wonder with Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities. Every Tuesday and Thursday, you'll get a guided tour through some of the most bizarre corners of history, from unexplainable moments and coincidences to people and objects that come with unusual backstories. Listen along on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, married and celibate.
Them don't go together.
But right now, it is the nephew here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff? What you got?
You know I'm always creating some type of business, Shirley. This right here is mobile baptismal pool. Mobile baptismal pool. I slide by there in the morning, going on baptize you. You gone on to work, and I gone on to my next customer. You understand what I'm saying? Mobile baptismal pool. Let's hit it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Wilson.
It's Wilson. How you doing? Who's this?
How you doing? My name is Brother Springwater, man. Listen, we got paid to actually come by and do some services for you by some friends of yours. And we wanted to actually call and see about scheduling and see what you had available.
My services? Well, y'all plan on cutting some grass? What y'all do? What kind of services y'all have?
Actually, sir, you've got some friends that have actually spent a great amount of money on you. And what we do is we have a baptismal on wheels service. And what we do is we go and we baptize people at their home. And baptismal on wheels has been, it's a new company, but we've baptized over 1,000 people now. We have a truck with it, which actually has a baptismal pool on the back of it. And we actually come to your home, and we will baptize you in your driveway and make you whole again. So
Brother Water? Brother Spring? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Springwater, sir. Springwater.
You want to come to my house and give me a baptism in my front yard?
We want to baptize you right there in your driveway. Your friends are paid for the services. And
What friend will pay for me to get baptized? I've been baptized already, Doc.
Well, from my understanding, sir, that evidently you've had some bumps and bruises, and they seem to believe that you need to be washed and cleansed again.
I mean, that's all good. That's all good. But I mean, be that it may, man. I mean, I've been baptized. I go to church. You know, me and the Lord don't have no problems. I mean, we all have setbacks. But for you to pull up with your pool in front of my house to say you finna baptize me, that doesn't make any sense to me, Doc. I mean,
sir, sometimes when some people are not able to go to the house of the Lord and get baptized, you know, we're making it a lot more convenient for you when we can actually come.
I don't need no convenience. What I need convenience for? You asking me to come to my house on a Tuesday to baptize me in my driveway, does that make any sense to you, Brother Water? I mean, come on, if you really sit back and think about it, does that make any sense to you?
First of all, sir, that's Brother Springwater. But what I'm trying to say is
holy water, spring water, it doesn't make no difference to me. You can't come to my neighborhood and baptize me in front of my house.
Sir, what is all the angle? This is what your friends are talking about. That
I don't give a damn what my friends are telling you, man. Anybody, which one of my friends gonna recommend you to come to my damn house?
Sir,
that don't even make any sense to me. You understand?
I'm not at any liberty to tell you who actually.
Hold up, but you're in the liberty to come to my damn house and baptize me, but you can't tell me who the hell gonna see you. But you're not at liberty. What type, man? Come on, you don't even. Come on, does that make sense to you, Doc? Come on. That doesn't make any... No way in the world I'm going to allow you to come and bring your pool in front of my house and baptize me. Then I'm asking you as... You're supposed to be a pastor. You're supposed to be baptized. I'm asking you, okay, which friend of mine is sending you this? You know, letting you know I need to be baptized. You're going to take me out at liberty?
Sir, all I want to know, basically, I've already been paid. I'm coming. I'm calling to ask you about your schedule.
You're not baptizing me. I've been baptized.
I'm going to baptize you on Tuesday in your driveway.
Man, I tell you what, if you come to my house in front of my driveway, you better bring the whole congregation. You understand? You better bring the deacons, the brothers, the sisters, and everybody else if you think I'm going to be baptized in my
This is the problem. This is what your friends are talking about. This is why you need to be baptized and cleansed again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. This is what's wrong. You need to be cleansed. That's what's wrong with you, Mr. Wilton.
What's wrong with me? No, what's wrong with you is calling me in the middle of my workday telling me I need to be baptized in front of my house. If I need to be baptized and go get some holy water, I go down to the church. I don't need you coming in front of my house making a whole circus with all your friends and some white sheets talking about you want to baptize me.
From my understanding, Mr. Wilton, you've missed two Sundays already this month.
Man, I can go anywhere and get the word. I don't need you coming here because you're telling me I missed two damn Sundays. I'm going to miss this Sunday, too.
Sir, all I know is I've been paid to do a job. I will be there Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock, and we will baptize you before you go to work on Tuesday morning.
I tell you what. You come to my house at 7 o'clock in the morning, I swear... On your Lord, I'm going to bust your ass. You understand me? You will not come to my house telling me you're going to baptize me. I don't give a damn who paid you. You understand? I will drown your ass in the water. Matter of fact, now, bring you, your deacons, and everybody else. We're going to have a pool party in that. You understand?
I'm going to get all of this anger and all of these problems you have within you. We are going to purge your body and get it out your system.
I don't want your cleansing me. I tell you what. Brother Springwater, is it that's a call?
It's Brother Springwater. You gonna get baptized on Tuesday morning.
I don't give a damn who pays you, who calls you. Bring your I'm gonna you up. I guarantee you. I'm gonna dry you on sight.
I got one more thing I wanna say to you. Would you listen
you
to me?
Matter of fact, I'm busy. You ain't got to say to me. I gotta go. You understand? I got one more thing I wanna say to you.
Is you listening to me?
What, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Mason. Hello?
Man, let me tell y'all something, man. Boy, let me tell you something, boy. Y'all was about to bring some head up to heaven. I was about to act a fool on y'all if y'all would have showed up at my crib. You understand me? Boy, Tommy, y'all ain't got else better to do. Than to sit around here and just with people doing their day. Man, I ain't never thought y'all could get me with this. Hey, who the hell goes around baptizing people on wheels? That's like Meals on Wheels. How y'all baptize people with a pool on the back of your F-150?
Hey, Wilson, you know? I got to ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, you know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Can I baptize anybody today? Anybody want to be baptized?
You are stupid.
You played in the driveway.
Right in the driveway, Junior.
Nobody
bring
wants
you on
to
out
baptized.
To the baptismal pool truck. I dip you down, get you right, save you before you go on in the morning.
Getting baptized at church is just too much trouble, I guess, huh? What is this?
This is the on the go. Everybody can't make it.
Ain't nobody
on
coming to church.
Yeah, that was the letter.
You
yesterday,
got to go out
right?
And get them.
That's it, baby. Go out and get it. Stop by there, especially those them that ain't making it. Come on now, let me come on by there and dip you down. Dip you down. You go on in there and change clothes and get on to work. Y'all don't know nobody. Y'all don't want to hire me to dip nobody down.
No,
we're good.
No.
Y'all don't want me baptized. No friends. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't got no friends. They ain't made it to church in the last 6 months, 8 months.
No.
Need to be saved
we're
again.
Good.
Rededicate their life. Y'all don't know that.
We did ours in church.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right.
And so did our friends.
Well, if you're in Glenside, Pennsylvania, and you want me and some more to baptize you, Saturday, April 13th, we going to be there, baby. It's the Keswick Theater. We got two shows, one at 7 and one at 10. Tickets are on sale right now. And then April 19th, Knoxville, Tennessee. That's a Friday night at the Knoxville Civic Auditorium. Me and the one and only Bruce Bruce will be in the building. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets. I'm baptized.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Up next, it is a Strawberry Letter subject, married and celibate. Whew, we'll get into it right after this.
Jerry Lee Lewis's fifth wife, dead. Sid Vicious and Kurt Cobain, also dead. Amy Winehouse, Johnny Cash, and more. Disgraceland is a rock and roll true crime podcast with stories about musicians getting away with murder and behaving very badly, and is available now. Hosted by me, Jake Brennan, you can listen to Disgraceland on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.